It was a stunning operation in the dark of night and an extraordinary declaration from President Trump.
We are going to run the country until such time as we can do a safe, proper, and judicious transition.
But the president, surrounded by his national security team, providing little explanation about what that will mean and what role the U.S. military might play in Venezuela.
Well, it's largely going to be, for a period of time, the people that are standing right behind me. We're going to be running it.
Those remarks followed what appeared to be a precision U.S. military and law enforcement raid in Venezuela's capital city. Dubbed Operation Absolute Resolve, it was the culmination of months of preparation, with more than 150 military aircraft launching from 20 different bases and ships.
The force included F-22s, F-35s, F-18s, EA-18s, E-2s, B-1 bombers, and other support aircraft, as well as numerous remotely piloted drones.
Late Friday evening, after waiting for the green light from the president and a break in the weather, the mission was a go. Nearly a dozen helicopters sweeping low over the dark ocean at just 100 feet. Warplanes targeting Venezuela's air defense system and military targets, allowing the helicopters carrying the extraction team to reach Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife at their compound. Trump said the couple gave up when the military burst in.